and commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division III permit application, which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley in the front of the room, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. You may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you. First item up is review and action of the February 10th, 2020 meeting minutes. Any additions or corrections to the minutes?
I'll make the motion to approve February 10th, 2020 meeting minutes.
All right, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes are approved. First item up is public hearing and final vote for 217 Bright Elbow Road, Cedar Creek.
Application 20-001, it's Roger and Sherry Haynes are seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division III special use permit to allow nightly rental use in the existing single-family home slash shop located at 217 Bright Elbow Road, Cedar Creek, Missouri. Per the assessor's information, the two-bedroom home shop residence was built in 2015, is located on 29.42 acres. Property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Properties that surround the proposed project are large residential and agricultural tracts. The project received a total score of 22 on the Eastern Taney County Division III Relative Policy Score Sheet. So our decision of record for our special use is our standard special use nightly rental without any changes. If anybody has any questions about those staff recommendations, it's our standard postings, sales tax requirement, buffer requirement, which in this case is your existing vegetation. Here's a zoomed in, somewhat zoomed in on State Highway 00. Give me an idea, the Cedar Creek store is right above us. State Highway M. M goes to the west and then it turns into 00. I can zoom out so you can see a little better. Here's our subject parcel. At that, I would turn it over to the applicant. I don't really have anything extra to add other than what Scott has put in your packet for the meeting tonight. I did have an opportunity to meet with another neighbor. George Marcos is right behind us. He is actually the closest neighbor, and he said it sounded like a great idea. In fact, he's considering doing that with his, so. As you can tell, it's a fairly remote place, and our simple goal is to allow an opportunity for people that want to get away to have a place to get away to. So it's not going to be a high volume. I did want to clarify that we did close off the shop, so we just finished that yesterday. They won't have access to the shop at all, so it's just the living quarters that we're looking at providing access to.
And the number of bedrooms was?
Two bedrooms.
Just one unit.
One unit, yeah. There's 900 square feet attached to the shop.
Okay.
So we put two bedrooms and a kitchen and a living room, and then there's a covered front porch, too, that looks out over the countryside.
Any other questions? Pretty detailed when we went through it on through the concept hearing. Any comments or questions amongst ourselves, or is anyone open to making a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Got a motion to approve the application.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
5-0 with one abstention, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, that was the only public hearing and final vote, and now we'll move on to concepts.
Get a second to just put it in here. Case number 2002 is Fertilizer Bays. Applicant Charles Harris is seeking Planning Commission approval for the ability to open a retail fertilizer sales building to be located at 689 State Highway FF, that'd be Taneyville. The building would be located on approximate 20-acre parcel that currently only has an agricultural barn on the parcel. The sales building proposal would be 72 by 60 building that consists of four 12-foot wide bays for the fertilizer, and a 12-foot section of the building for office storage in a blending area. So you see on our map here is the village of Taneyville. FF Highway goes to the east. Subject property is highlighted. And you guys had the application, so I'd let the applicant add anything.
Ready to come up? Good evening. So anything to add?
No, just wanting to put up some fertilizer bays really is all that amounts to. And, ain't a whole lot to it, really.
So I see information here from MoDOT. Is that right, that you worked with them on expanding the entrance or ingress,
yeah.
Egress?
Yes, we would. We was widening out the entrance there. Semis would have to be coming in and out to unload.
And it looks like there's one residential home across the sort of cross street down the way a little bit?
Yes.
Are they aware of what you're wanting to do? And
yeah, it's a relative. So yeah, I've talked to him about it.
And they seem okay with the
Yeah, they
concept.
Seem all right with it. The only thing he was concerned about was any runoff that may be coming his way, you know, which shouldn't be any. It'll have a roof over it, you know.
We just ask that because they show up at the public hearings and have
right.
questions. So the more communication you have with your neighbors beforehand seems to work better.
Any special precautions you have to have when you blend this together as far as?
Actually, we're not blending anything.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Future would be blending. To start with, we would buy it pre-mixed, mm-hmm. and it would just get conveyored into the bays. And so it would just, we would just load into buggies or trucks. There is concrete pads that we have to have there for them to park on to load to contain any spills or what have you.
Any other questions? Seems pretty straightforward. Public hearing will be April 13th. Do you have any questions for us before you head out? No?
Is there anything I need to bring to that? Or
what I'll do, you saw the little PowerPoint I did for your public hearing tonight, and I'll do somewhat the same for you. And if there's anything I think between now and then, I'll get a hold of you.
Okay.
We'll talk about it, and I'll call you. I'll start working on these three in the next few days.
Okay.
Since we're through tonight's public hearing, so.
And that was April?
April 13th.
13th.
And Marla's real good at reminding you. She'll call you a day ahead of time. All or right. Email, however, yeah.
Yeah.
She gets hold of them.
April 3rd. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank Appreciate you. It. Next, we have Knightley Rental of 115 Morningstar Road.
Case number 2003 is Terry Crabtree is seeking Planning Commission approval of a special use Division 3 permit for the ability to use, and we've discussed this a little bit and I'll let her explain, but a four-bedroom single-family home located at 150 Morningstar Road, Ridgedale. So I'll zoom out. This is at the very end of Tate Road. So here's your Long Creek Bridge on 86 Highway. Right up in here, Tate Road goes south. So you're at the very end of Tate Road. Some of you on the Planning Commission have heard some Knightley Rentals down there. If you remember, Jeremy Worley came through here. Dennis Beanland came through here. So these two have the approval permits. In relation, just give you orientation. And here's our subject property right here. So that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
The applicant's here.
How are you all?
Doing well.
Good.
Anything you'd like to add to what Scott's talked about?
You know,
specifics?
I've been talking to Scott and Marla quite a bit about this. Now we were looking into the sewer system too, Scott. Remember, did you, cause we do have five bedrooms, but we want to make sure that it's applicable for, you know, the five bedrooms. So we were going to talk about that.
That square footage, I think, was for a three or four bedroom on that drip system. It's 1,800 square feet. The drip was.
Okay. I don't know a lot about Dale Pottman and where I'm behind you. Okay.
Which I'll give these guys a copy of the permit.
Okay.
For the public hearing. All they get before this meeting is your application. So between now and your public hearing, and then I'll send you guys by email a copy of your septic permit.
Okay. Okay. I'm sure we have all that, but I personally don't.
But so you don't have to dig it out. I've got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Can more drip laterals be added to that to boost that up?
You'd need to talk to John Suti. He'd have to look at that permit and then probably can. I don't know if your pump size is going to change or your timer, your dosing, because that gets dosed out there in different times. Mm-hmm. So I'll send him a copy and then I'll get you in contact with him to see if you can expand it.
Okay.
For more bedrooms.
Okay.
Because you have some rooms in the basement or something you were wanting.
We do.
Okay.
Right. We have four bedrooms in the basement, a bedroom upstairs, two and a half bathrooms, two entrances to the home.
Right.
A lot of parking.
And we've been talking to the one up on, there's another Knightley Rental up Tate ways that I've kind of given us ideas,
mm-hmm.
too.
Right. And I think that was one that we didn't mention. They're the ones, they're from Iowa. They're the ones as right as you come down Tate Road. is kind of off to the right. So there's three of them that we know